This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you want to join the conversation. I'm surprised no one has. I mean, we've been making everyone angry so far tonight. Rejoicing over the destruction of the Back the Blue sign, angering the right.
It's because we led with boredom and they're already asleep.
You might not be wrong.
Well, we got off the subject of boredom pretty quickly. Because it proved to be, without irony, rather boring. And we started talking about this Back the Blue sign that was destroyed by this woman. You know, I'm not a believer in hate crime legislation. I oppose it vehemently. However, I have to say they're probably right to make the argument that under hate crime laws, what she did was a hate crime. She hates what the sign represents. Therefore, she destroyed the sign.
Well, and I think the underlying thought, even if it isn't articulated very well by the people who believe in hate crimes, is that you are also withdrawing humanity from other people, which is a threat to them.
It is, but it's only a threat if that person is willing to inflict violence on them. And we know that once people are dehumanized, a person is far more likely to inflict violence on them. Yeah. But the willingness to inflict violence shouldn't change based on what level of humanity one ascribes to others. At least that's my feeling on it.
Well, I mean, we don't ascribe humanity to cattle, and we're certainly willing to slaughter them for whatever, you know, valid purpose we decide.
Sure, but I recognize that to be a violation of my moral principles while I do it.
Slaughtering cattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm totally on the other in the other camp.
Sure, I mean most people are. I mean I swat flies and stuff too, but I recognize that as being abhorrent to my moral principles for me to do so.
Do you though?
I do. They have the exact same right to exist here on this planet that I do. It's just a matter that I'm bigger than them, I'm smarter than them, I'm stronger than them, and I can destroy their life because they're a nuisance to me. There is nothing more immoral than making a decision to destroy something's life because it's a nuisance to you. And yet we do it regularly. And I do it regularly.
So then the police are justified in destroying your life?
I don't believe in retaliatory violence, no. I don't believe that if someone hits me, I can then chase them down 6 months later and hit them back. That's very different from self-defense, which would be punching them back at the time of the event.
I think the difference here, and I respect how you phrased it, is she knows she's acting in opposition to her moral code, right? She's acknowledging that I have this moral code and now I'm acting outside of it, whereas in the place of the police, right, if they don't believe that you are human or that you are less than, it is well within their moral code to club you over the head.
Well, okay, so if the fly has an equal right to not have their life destroyed to you,
sure.
And it is, well, it is a practice to completely ignore that, right?
Sure.
Then aren't the police justified in destroying your life?
I'm not justified in killing the fly.
On behalf of the fly?
No.
We're coming to the fly's defense.
No, part of it.
If you really want to think about it, if the fly has the equal right to do this, if they, you know, run you over with a cop car, that will keep you from swatting flies.
No, I never once in anything that I said suggested that I was justified in doing this. In fact, I said exactly the opposite, that I was immoral in doing it. So whether a cop could kill me and call it justified, I don't care. It would still be immoral.
Yeah.
Just like me swatting the flies tomorrow. I didn't say it was justified.
Well, I'm not making the connection either.
So if I had your value system, I can go, you know what? She's a mass murderer. And because I want to avoid future murders of flies, I've just got to kill you.
Sure. I would argue that that is equally as immoral as me killing flies.
That actually wouldn't be immoral.
Oh, okay.
But it would be, because you would be taking a life. And it's immoral when I kill the flies.
So you don't believe in defensive force then?
It wouldn't be defensive force. It would be retaliatory. He is coming
to the defense of innocent flies.
No, I'm talking about future flies.
You can't punish people for future crimes that they haven't yet committed. You got to roll that out from the start. That's thought crime, dude.
You're being sentenced to death for all the flies that you have killed.
Okay.
In the past.
That's retaliatory. I don't believe in that.
If someone draws a gun on me and I shoot them, they haven't actually shot me yet.
But they threatened your life.
Okay, you threaten the life of flies.
Not by merely existing, I don't.
You kind of do.
So do you.
Yes, I absolutely threaten the life of flies.
I am so comfortable with that. The difference with you is that it would make you a hypocrite to then kill me, as well as immoral.
Under the moral code,
if I had your moral code, then it would be perfectly justified for me
to go, you know, I've never once in any of this conversation said anything, any of these actions were justified. I don't know why you keep using that word.
How would you mete out justice for a fly killer under your moral code?
I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
How would you differentiate between like retaliatory justice and other type of justice and going like, she killed a fly, she needs to be held to account?
Well, I wouldn't. Okay. Because to me, it's not a crossing of a moral event horizon. It's just an immoral act.
Okay.
And not one that I necessarily feel swayed one way or the other to prevent or to cause.
So what would be the crossing of a moral event horizon?
Something significantly more drastic, like murdering a human being versus a fly.
I thought you said they have just as much right to exist.
They do, and I realize that I'm immoral to ascribe different levels of worthiness to different forms of life.
But justice would be different.
So your moral code is immoral?
No, okay. Gotcha. No.
I think I'm on board now.
No, no. No, you're twisting what I said. I'm immoral because I don't follow that moral code.
Which I respect. I like that phrasing.
That doesn't mean
the moral code is immoral. It means I knowingly commit actions that I know are against it.
I'm saying that your moral code is logically inconsistent.
How?
In what way is it logically inconsistent?
Okay. So I know for a fact that within the next year, you will kill a fly.
Yep. And that will be immoral.
Okay. Now, if a fly has an equal right to exist, take me personally.
I think the part that you're struggling with this is the fact that I've said I'm committing an act. The part that you're struggling with, from what I can tell, is you don't comprehend that I recognize that what I'm doing is immoral. It makes me an immoral person. I am violating the moral code that guides me. I am therefore immoral.
I don't think this word means what you think it means. That's illogical. Okay, so if I knew with absolute certainty that you were going to kill Rich at some point in this year, I could absolutely prove before a jury of my peers that is absolutely the plan.
Well, you can be reasonably certain, but you can't be absolutely certain.
I can be quite certain you will kill a fly within the next year.
You can be reasonably certain, but you can't be absolutely certain.
Well, sure, and I mean, the guy who pulls a gun on me, it might be a prop. He might have blanks in it. I can only be reasonably certain.
You're looking for ways of justifying preventing future crimes, and that's thought crime. Again, dude.
Oh, I completely disagree. That's not thought crime.
You're wanting to punish someone for something they haven't even done.
Okay.
Because of something they may do. And so you're a fortune teller. You're a prophet. You're a foreseer of the future.
I can foresee all sorts of future.
That's why I want to hold this to, like, justice for the flies you've already killed.
I can foresee all sorts of future. The sun will rise tomorrow.
Yes, but you can't go around acting as though those things are certain and punishing people because of them.
I can go around acting as if it is certain that the sun will rise tomorrow.
Well, then you'd be wrong, because the sun doesn't rise. The earth rotates the sun.
Well, that's a matter of perspective.
That's a matter of science.
No, that's a matter of relativity. So my point of reference is myself. Your point of reference is the sun.
My point of reference is astronomy. And the fact that
astronomy is a subject.
The sun doesn't rise. The sun doesn't rise. I mean, you know this, right? The earth rotates around the sun, and that creates an illusion.
Actually, that depends on your point of reference. That's how relativity works. So if your point of reference is the earth, then one thing happens. If your point of reference is the center of the galaxy, a different thing happens.
No, no, no. If your point of reference is earth, you're wrong in what you're observing, and you need more information. You're still wrong.
No,
to say the earth is rising is categorically 100% scientifically wrong. It's not a matter of perspective.
Did you somehow not learn relativity?
It's wrong. Dude, I majored in physics.
That's why I'm confused.
Talking about general relativity, it's the curvature of the space-time that has absolutely nothing to do with where one is standing
in how a bent is understood, is how it's measured.
You have to have a point of reference in order to determine motion or acceleration.
Relative to my fist, you headbutted my hand.
Sure. More coming up, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You're welcome to weigh in. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160 is the number to do that. That's 603-283-6160, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We empower you to express your opinions on national radio, and if you value that, you may consider joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used just to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence its name. It gets us on more radio stations. It helps us bring our podcast to more listeners, all of that great stuff. So if you find that to be useful, you might do what Liberty Block here, the Liberty Block, did and join the AMP program. It's only $5 per month. That gets you in. And I just did the wrong one, didn't I? Yep, I don't know what day it is. But Liberty
Sunday,
Block.
Sunday.
Well, I apparently think it's Monday. Thank you so much for your contributions. And again, check out the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone. So we've got Ryan calling from Chattanooga. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm pretty new to the crypto world, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can before the next search. And I've got a couple of questions.
Okay.
Would it be best just to ask them both and then hang up and listen to your reply, or ask them individually and stay on the line?
No, I'll stick for the conversation.
So what's your first question?
First thing, I've heard you talking about the gold-backed cryptos, and I've been looking into them. Are you referring to one called Asia Broadband? I'm having a hard time finding information about gold-backed.
Yeah, I can see your confusion. Gold-backed isn't a crypto. You can find it at goldback.com, or it may be goldbacks.com. I'm not exactly sure, but it's not a cryptocurrency. It's an actual piece of laminate with gold woven into it. So it's the actual... Yeah,
physical currency.
Yes, it's very similar to a paper currency, except it isn't. It's plastic with some gold woven into it. It's an actual physical currency, not a cryptocurrency.
Have you heard of the goldback crypto called Asia Broadband?
I would suggest anything called Asian Broadband has no relationship to the goldback.
Now, there is the possibility of having a cryptocurrency that is backed by gold.
I think that
was a thing. That's what,
at some point.
Those already exist.
Yeah.
In theory. We don't actually know if, Pax Gold actually has the gold they say they have. But there was also work being done at one point about a goldback. Backed cryptocurrency. I don't think that ever came to fruition, but there are certainly.
Yeah, I'm personally very skeptical of those because, the U.S. government has a tendency to find reasons to steal gold from people. So
there was one of those advertised on another podcast that I listened to several years ago, and then I also think the founder of the Liberty Dollar or his ilk were working on another gold-backed cryptocurrency of some kind, but I haven't followed that enough to say, but it had nothing to do with Asian broads.
Yeah. So.
Okay, and then my next question is, do you ever see a time where you could just walk into Walmart, pull out your cryptocurrency app, and be able to pay for your goods right there at the scene?
Oh, yeah.
I do, Ryan, absolutely. And thank you so much for the call tonight. That's an excellent... I mean, you're still with us, by the way. I just wanted to say thank you for the thought-provoking conversation.
Okay.
I mean, that's the goal for all of us, right? And there are already stores in which you can do this, here in Keene in particular, but it's largely most useful online at the moment, with Amazon purchases being available through cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, thanks to Purse.io. There's also a wide variety of gift cards. I don't really consider
that. There's a lot of intermediary ways to do it.
Yeah, I don't consider the gift card route to be really the best approach to this. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but the company Valve, who owns the PC gaming platform Steam, used to accept Bitcoin as payment. They stopped because the transaction fees went through the roof. Maybe one day, probably soon, they'll accept it again.
I think Overstock was the biggest online retailer. That was the first.
Don't they still do it?
Oh, yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
They still do.
Newegg also accepts cryptocurrency. They accept a huge range of cryptocurrency because they're supported by AnyPay. It is a matter of time, I think, before people can just whip out their phones at Walmart and scan a little QR code on the little card reader instead of inserting a card. I don't know how far we are from that, but I do think it's the future.
Well, and if you
and
look
the
at-
government's still able to collect their taxes, so it's not.
Well,
is that the problem? The government getting involved because they're not gonna be able to get what's theirs?
Oh, well, they can certainly get what's theirs. I mean, this would be relatively easy. I mean, instead of taxing people's income, just increase, you know, sales tax or whatever. There are ways the government could still tax it. So instead of, you know, having your income tax or whatever because you're being paid in cryptocurrency and they don't know if they can trust you, just increase sales taxes across the board. This makes more sense anyway because people shouldn't be taxed if they're going to be taxed. They should be punished for earning money, but for spending money because they should be incentivized to save money.
If I'm being honest, I think the Walmart scenario is probably decades out before Walmart needs to go that route with cryptocurrency. Like they're big enough where they can just ignore it until Bitcoin or cryptocurrency becomes too big for them to ignore. But Walmart's big enough.
Well, and it's tough to tell when if you look at the rate of currency increase. Like, if you look at the number of U.S. dollars, like, we're past the hockey stick here. Like, it is just skyrocketing in the sheer number of U.S. dollars in circulation. And, I mean, that is coming home to roost.
Yeah,
so,
but Walmart serves everybody, though, and not the percentage of people actively using cryptocurrency for daily transactions is so small that there's no reason for Walmart to cater to those people at the moment. Like, the use case has to grow significantly. As far as the taxes, you know, the restaurant that we used to go to dinner, I didn't pay with crypto, but they do accept crypto, right? And when you scan your QR code, right, you get the total bill, right?
Which includes the tax.
Which includes the tax.
So
they're already collecting it.
It's that, you know, if we operate under this mindset that, you know, the government actually needs to collect taxes from people and the income tax is the best way for them to do that, how do they do that when, you know, they can't track how people are paying their income taxes? And the easiest way to do that is to just increase sales taxes across the board.
Sure.
Yeah, and income tax, taxes in general, but income tax especially, hasn't been a way of actually running the government for over 100 years.
No, I think it goes to service the debt that is owed to the Federal Reserve Bank and nothing else.
Well, honestly, the purpose of income tax is to incentivize and disincentivize different behaviors among people. Like, well, that's its actual purpose.
And
you could collect zero taxes and just keep printing money like you do, and you could still run everything.
For the vast majority of people, income tax is withheld before you get your paycheck anyway.
Yeah.
So if you got paid in Bitcoin, your income tax would be held before the Bitcoin disbursement.
Well, but even the withholding amount, you have to put how many dependents you have. So they are incentivizing having more dependents.
Understood. But if he's worried that Bitcoin won't become adopted because the government can't get their cut, they can certainly get their cut even if you're getting paid in Bitcoin.
I tend to agree with that because they have something over the employers. They can say, hey, look, you owe us this amount of income taxes for these employees, and we didn't get it, so we're shutting you down and we're arresting you, right?
Not that I support any of this, but that's how it will work.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are certainly ways for the government to tax cryptocurrency. Whether or not they can prove that a person has this cryptocurrency or that cryptocurrency, that's a little bit murkier. But it's Bitcoin, at the very least, definitely taxable if the world were switched on to running totally on Bitcoin tomorrow. The government would still relatively quickly have ways of taxing it.
Rest
more coming up, 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue efforts continue in Belgium and Western Germany as crews continue to look for people missing after last week's severe flooding. The death toll rose on Sunday to at least 183 people, with many of those in Germany. More than 250 people are still missing in the two countries. Thousands of homes are without power, and Belgian authorities say that about 30,000 homes are without access to clean drinking water. Record rainfalls last week caused several rivers in the region to overflow, causing the massive flooding. And a ruling from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has blocked an order lifting COVID restrictions on cruise ships. The ruling, filed late Saturday night, puts a temporary stay on a decision in a lawsuit that would have lifted CDC regulations for cruise ships returning to operation, while the agency appeals the lawsuit. The original suit claimed that the CDC's process to return to cruising was causing harm to the industry by being overly burdensome. You're listening to USA Radio News. The United Kingdom is set to lift most of its COVID-19 restrictions on Monday, but the country's prime minister is reminding people to stay vigilant to protect themselves. Brad Bernards has more.
England, which has faced more than 14 months of lockdowns, is set to finally reopen Monday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson:
"It is absolutely vital that we proceed now with caution. And I cannot say this powerfully or emphatically enough. This pandemic is not over."
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Colin Morikawa held off Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and Louis Oosthuizen on Sunday to win the Open Championship. The 24-year-old finished the tournament at 15 under. Spieth finished second at 13 under. Rahm and Oosthuizen tied for third at 11 under. Morikawa winning the Clara Jug in his first appearance in the tournament, just the second time in the last 25 years that a first-timer has won it all. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You're more than welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. Last caller wanted to ask some questions about Bitcoin, always a favorite topic here on the show, being, we were the first media outlet to accept advertisement payments in cryptocurrency. And, of course, we've been promoting cryptocurrency heavily since, I think, 2012. I don't recall. I say we. Okay. As we is in Free Talk Live. I wasn't even on the show then, but
I'm pretty sure the show was aware of Bitcoin as early as 2010, 2009.
Sounds about right. Yeah. 2010.
So it's always been something that we're
promoting shortly thereafter.
Yeah. Because cryptocurrency, it's world-changing information, and it's important for people to learn about it, and not just learn about it thinking they're going to get rich or whatever, but to actually believe in the things that it's trying to achieve. Like, if you remember the 2007 recession, you might see why we'd want a currency that exists beyond the control of the banks that caused the 2007 recession and are very quickly working on creating a new Great Depression.
And ironically, it was developed shortly thereafter.
It was motivated highly by the 2007 recession, as Satoshi Nakamoto revealed in the newsletters.
Yeah.
But let's go to the phones. We got Diane calling. Diane calling. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did want to apologize for interrupting the last time I called, the first time I called. And I wanted to ask about the Nazis, because I'm so sick of them being called right wing when I know darn well they were socialists, national socialists, that's what the word means, Nazi.
Yeah, you are correct. For whatever reason, we do consider Nazis to be right-wing. I guess the way that we characterize the wings now is just a matter of social conservatism versus social liberalism or progressivism, however you wish to characterize it.
Right wing of the same bird.
Well, I would say that the difference between your right-wing authoritarian and your left-wing authoritarian is primarily rhetoric and secondarily... methods. So your right-wing socialist is a nationalist that wants to expand and possibly cover the globe. Your left-wing socialist is someone who just wants to cover the globe immediately.
What's the difference?
Nationalism.
Timing.
Okay.
Nationalism, especially in terms of rhetoric, and timing.
So the left socialists want, you know, just a global government without mm-hmm. the national identity.
Worker uprising.
While a right-wing socialist wants the national identity to consume the rest of the world.
Yes.
Okay. Well, either way, I definitely agree. There's nothing liberal about either of those approaches.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both, you know, as far as I can tell, hard authoritarianism. But the whole left-right political compass thing is fundamentally broken in the first place. Because are we talking economic right and economic left, or social right and social left? Because economically, I'm about as far to the right as a person can get. Totally pro-free markets, voluntary interactions between other people, no regulations that a person doesn't consent to. But on the other hand, when it comes to social issues, I'm about as hard left as you can get. I don't care what other people do.
So I guess you have this group of people that are being labeled like right-wing Nazis. And if you don't want to ascribe the Nazi term to them, what would you use instead?
Diane?
Fascist.
Fascist.
Well, does that change anything?
Well, and so, I mean, fascism is considered to be on the right because corporations are generally considered to be a capitalist phenomenon. Now,
but
I disagree
not. They're,
with that.
They're a fascist phenomenon.
So you have fascist, right, on the right. And then you have the president of the White House being Democrat left, right?
But he's
intertwined with Facebook, and he's also
a
fascist, right? He's demanding businesses act a certain way in relation to their customers
and
collections.
And at this point, the Democratic Party is actually right of center.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at the way that they treat the market, the way they treat especially corporations, they are actually right of center.
Well, what is center and what is left and what is right? This is part of the whole issue I see. I prefer just think of it as, you know, left is freedom, right is authoritarianism.
Well, so part of fascism is that you have nominal control of corporations by people who aren't the government, even though the government tells them what to do.
Right.
Like the White House telling Facebook what to do.
Whereas on the left, the government just directly controls it.
Yeah, but to me, they're just different forms of authoritarianism.
Yeah, I think the authoritarian-libertarian dynamic is the only important one, honestly. The rest is just flavoring.
Yeah, I would have to agree. They're all hard right. You know, the fascist that is Joe Biden is no different from the fascist that is Donald Trump. They both are using corporations to run the United States, and when that fails, they just use the United States government to run the United States. But Facebook is very clearly doing the work of the U.S. government with this recent extremist nonsense.
Seems to be.
And not to mention the COVID-19 stuff. And let's talk about how these three pharmaceutical companies in the United States, these major corporations that people know not to trust because we've been talking about the evils of big pharma in the United States for the last 50 years at least, suddenly they're the saviors and beyond reproach because they created this thing and the CDC, the government said, yes, we love these things. You should take these things. And suddenly, Big Pharma stopped being evil.
Well, and it was pointed out that, like, we had to give up everything because this was a global pandemic. It is an emergency. It is an international emergency. We had to give everything up. But the corporations don't even have to give up intellectual property rights.
The big corporations. Yeah. Small corporations.
They don't excellent watch. Point.
Yeah, they don't have to tell anyone else how to make the vaccine.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I look forward to thinking about that later. But, that's exactly it. They're still getting paid,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to, you know, if this virus was absolutely as big deal as you would expect it to be, Moderna and Pfizer and all of these other companies that supposedly care about you would be like, no, we're not charging you for this virus. But instead they're charging you for the virus.
Well, if this thing's so important, then why is the government protecting their intellectual property rights? Why can you have a copyright on how to make this thing when it's so terribly important that everyone gets it?
Because they're fascists.
Yeah. Well, and
it's just a way of extracting wealth from the people through taxes and filtering it into the hands of Big Pharma.
Because competition is the way to describe it, honestly.
Competition breeds innovation, and that's why you have three different vaccines instead of one. So you get three ways to try it out. If there was no intellectual property, they would have said, like, this is the one, and everyone would have manufactured that, and you wouldn't have the competition.
Well, no, if this is so important, then we shouldn't have any of the intellectual property rights for any of them.
I see your point, though. If a company had come out with a working vaccine, and it's like, okay, here's how to make the vaccine, go and produce it. No, why would anyone have stopped to look for another way to make a vaccine?
They would not have.
Why would Johnson & Johnson have carried on?
They probably wouldn't have, because it would have been cheaper just to take that one, manufacture it, and get it out there and get paid that way.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, so that's something else I'm going to have to think about later, because I hate intellectual property. And I know there's got to be an argument against that.
No, there definitely is.
Okay.
Oh, there is.
But it's never something I've considered before, that intellectual property can, in some circumstances, create competition. That's bizarre, and I've never had it presented to me like that, so I don't have a response on hand.
It never creates more competition than it destroys.
That might be fair.
Yeah. Now, I did want to mention back on Diana's question, though. I did want to point out that, in general, people who are on the right will talk about things that are on the right as things that are more libertarian, less oppressive, and people who are on the left will talk about things on the left being more libertarian, less oppressive, and vice versa as far as saying, oh, that's you know, this, you know, tyrannical threat to our existence, that's on the opposite side of what I identify with. When really what they're talking about is libertarian versus authoritarian.
And they're painting their desire to oppress others in libertarian terms so that people aren't as repulsed by it as they would be. It's like, no, we want to oppress the right wing. It's never that.
That's a harder message to carry.
It's always, oh, we want to liberate the LGBTQ minorities. Never, we want to prevent people from being able to express their opinions. So couching their authoritarian language and their authoritarian leanings in libertarian language, definitely a problem. Definitely something to watch out for. But what are your thoughts? You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. What do you think happened to the idea of Big Pharma? It seems to have gone away as far as I...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, you're more than welcome to. We do have someone on hold right now, and Leah and I ended up getting into a discussion, so I didn't actually screen the call. Sorry about that. Stick with us just a few more minutes.
Unscreen calls!
Well, do it. We do have a dump button, right? Okay. So we definitely can do that, but good. We've been talking good about Nazis, so who knows what the potential consequences of that could be. But, yeah, so sorry about that. We are, of course, a live call-in show, 603-283-6160, if you want to call in.
I distracted the host with physics talk.
Yes, and it was good talk. I don't know how to replay the conversation, though, because you said you wanted to discuss it on air.
I do.
I don't
you
know
have
how
two
to.
Points. I still do.
You have object A and object B. Fight!
So we were talking about, does the sun actually rise? And you said objectively it does not. And I said it depends on your point of reference. If your point of reference is either the Earth or something that's in the same, what do they call it, inertial frame as the Earth. So if the Earth is your point of reference, then absolutely the sun does rise. But in calculating
the point of relativity, which, as you brought up, we're actually discussing special relativity here and not general relativity, is that one would be able to make the observations on either the sun or the Earth and determine the same rate at which the objects are traveling. Now, from the point of view of someone on the sun, they would see something completely different,
but
right?
To determine motion,
but the measurements
you
would
must
still
have a
be
point
the
of reference.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So if your point of reference is the Earth, then the Earth is still, by definition, because it's your point of reference.
Yes, but the observation is wrong. The measurements can still be right based on the frame of the point of reference there, but the conclusion about what those measurements mean will still be wrong. You can calculate the 24-hour day or whatever from here on Earth, and you can, you know, do all the math and figure that out exactly and still be right and still come to the conclusion that the Earth is that the sun is rising, but you would be wrong in that conclusion.
You could equally say that the sun is going around, or that the Earth is going around the sun, as to say that neither the Earth nor the sun is going around each other, but rather they're circling the center of the galaxy. It really depends on what your point of reference is. Well, that depends. So if your point of reference is the sun, then it's actually the galaxy circling around it, which is wacky, but you kind of have to.
No, the point of view of the no.
Once
you were standing on the sun.
Once you pick a point of reference, then that is still.
Yes, but you're bringing special relativity, which is about measurements and calculating the differences between, you know, the movement of oneself and how that affects the speed of time. And you're talking a matter that's totally different, which is philosophical in nature and has absolutely nothing to do with physics. You're talking about
that has everything to do with
what you're presenting is basically the story of Plato's, the allegory of Plato's cave, and how one person, this is their limited frame of view, so this is how they view the world, and they don't know that you know, they're just looking at shadows on a wall. That's not physics at all.
No, I'm talking geometry.
No, you're not, because this doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay, so
special relativity is only about measurements and calculating differences between frames of reference. It has nothing to do with, oh, well, I perceive that the sun is rising in the sky, and special relativity, therefore I'm correct. That's not even wrong.
Well, I know we went through this on the break, but let me just go ahead and spit this out for sure. The benefit of our listeners. So if you have object A and object B, and the distance between them is increasing, and you have no point of reference, then you can't tell which one is moving and which one is still, or if they're both moving.
And you can't even determine whether either one is moving or whether or not the space between them is actually expanding, which is what dark energy is, and that seems to be the leading theory.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
But if you were standing on object A, you could determine that object B is moving
forward. The universe
is just saying that would mean that.
Hold on. You just called dark energy nonsense.
It is absolutely nonsense.
Well, that means that galaxies can move faster than the speed of light, because there are many that are moving away faster than the speed of light, and we will never be able to experience those galaxies. If dark energy is nonsense, if dark energy is nonsense, then Einstein was wrong.
Yes, Einstein was wrong about lots of things.
Bold claim, sir.
Including quantum physics. God does not play dice.
Okay.
Yeah, he totally does, and they're loaded. So
if dark energy is wrong, Einstein was wrong about general relativity and special relativity.
He's wrong about plenty of things.
I'm not going to say he was wrong about general relativity or special relativity, because both of those, as far as we can tell, have been experimentally proven to be sound.
Okay, so the idea that there is something that I cannot measure in any way, shape, or form.
But we can measure it.
Dark energy?
Yeah, it's the expansion of space. We can measure that expansion.
Yeah, your math's wrong.
I haven't even done any math.
I'm saying
that's
that
a bold claim for someone who has literally not done any math.
Dark energy is a way to not discard the math that you've already done. And I don't mean you personally. I mean that physicists have already done these models, and then they found out that this was wrong, and instead of discarding it, they invented something that is religious in nature. If you're telling me that there is no way of measuring this thing except it is what determines why things move the way they do,
that is a religious claim of the spirit. Why they move faster than special relativity allows them to. Because you can't just overlook that and say dark energy is nonsense, because if dark energy is nonsense, then galaxies, atoms can literally travel faster than the speed of light.
Or your model is completely flawed.
And again, you're going back to saying that Einstein's special relativity is wrong.
Yes.
And you want to argue physics with me.
Sure.
Let's go to this unscreened caller.
As an observer, I think that you, Aria, may be overcomplicating the example because you have expertise in the area.
Could be. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Connecticut. And by the way, I'm watching on Odyssey, so it's
awesome.
Nice.
A great improvement there.
Awesome. People can find that at video.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you straight to it. And there, yes, we can't be censored.
Yes. I wanted to talk about the term the non-aggression principle, and why I don't think it's the best terminology when, I would say verbiage in terms of discussing the ideas of liberty. I've started using, when I talk about libertarianism and free markets to everybody, I like to use the term unanimous consent of the self-emancipated. So I think
that is a mouthful. That does not translate to NAP or NAP for common parlance.
Universal consent. Run it by me again.
Unanimous consent of the self, you know, I guess you could say self-emancipated, self-governed, although governed has baggage to it, that word.
Well, so
Seg.
If I don't like the way you're doing a thing, then you don't have unanimous consent, though.
Yes.
So it's already...
Well, if it doesn't involve you, then your consent doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So unanimous consent is the consent of one?
It's the consent of the involved parties.
Okay.
Consent means total voluntary cooperation, 100% everything's voluntary, where governments don't act like that. They act like the complete opposite of that, where it's not non-consensual. And I use unanimous consent only because I'm the non-voting type person. People like to say consent of the governed, but usually that means elections or some kind of legislation where it's really, a percentage of people oppressing another percentage of people to the power of the state.
So how about the consensual involvement principle?
How about universally preferred behavior?
That one gets into trouble.
Oh.
He kind of uses preferred or preferable in two different ways at the same time. It's an issue.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. It's certainly an interesting way of looking at things. I don't selling liberty should be really, really easy. The worst salesman alive should be able to sell the ideas of liberty to people. Hey,
no.
I want you to be free to live your life the way you want.
Well, it comes with responsibility, and people hate that.
Well, okay. Here's the other problem. The greatest salesman alive wouldn't pitch someone on all the benefits of liberty, right? They would assess the needs of the person they're talking to and inform them on how liberty, right, fills those needs. And that is the biggest problem with people just blabbering out about liberty and libertarianism is that they don't assess the needs of the person they're talking to first.
But what about when we do assess those needs? Like, we have these parents who, they recognize that the school system sucks, and we're like, hey, have you tried this? Yeah. Maybe you'll consider this libertarian solution to these problems you're having. And they go, no, I'll keep them in government schools. I know they're terrible. But, I mean, there are plenty of parents who know.
It's uncertainty. And we have an instinctual fear of uncertainty.
And so in sales, that would be overcoming the objection. Right.
Okay.
Unless you get no, hell no, no, get out of my face, no. Right. The answer is yes, and you just got to work harder to get there. So the objection is,
Do you work in sales?
I have worked in sales. I don't like it, so I don't do it. But yes.
I like the way you approach sales, but still, libertarians have a hard time of selling the ideas of liberty for whatever reason.
I just told you what.
The uncertainty. Overcome the objection.
603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.